Um papá. Walker undone me in Hapua. Couldn't care for you. It happens all the time. Repeat Hapua. Me in Hapua. Couldn't care for you. It happens all the time. Repeat Akiva. A long time ago, in a place far, far away, this whole thing that I'm about to tell you took place, and it was a strange day indeed, the day that this took place. I remember it well. It all happened in my neighborhood, because I live in the little suburban area back in New Jersey. That's actually where I grew up. And what most people don't know is that when you're driving through the Garden State Parkway and the Jersey Turnpike there through New Jersey, which is right near where I grew up, you see, you know, a lot of factories and all this awful highway of hate, they call it, and all this stuff, and smoke and fire in factories. And of course, on the outskirts of that, you've got suburbs with all these little blocks and towns, which is where I grew up. And also where Paige grew up there in the suburbs of New Jersey. But what people don't realize is that when you get off the highway and kind of start heading up into the direction of the north there, northern part of New Jersey, it turns into a wild, teeming jungle. People are so against, you know, they're driving to the highway, they want to get out of New Jersey so fast that they don't even realize that if they just go a couple of miles, it's like a strip of factories. But up in the distance there, there's a teeming jungle of, you know, mountains, you know, up there, mountains, vines and volcanoes and wild animals, and people have never been there. So that's where this all takes place, this story. Because up in the mountains there lived this weird guy and his strange little dog, and the dog's name was Harpua. And this dog, Harpua, was an awful, evil, mangy hound who lived up in the mountains, and his owner was like an outcast. He had lived down in the suburbs for years, but he couldn't get along the normal way of life with all the people that lived in the suburbs, so they kind of pushed him aside. He first became that guy that you'd see walking along the streets that no one really wanted to talk to, and you'd move to the other side of the street. It kept getting worse and worse. He'd get meaner and meaner, and it got him madder and madder to see people pushing him aside like that. So finally, he moved up into the back mountains of the jungles of New Jersey, the teeming jungles of New Jersey, with his dog Harpua. And he sat up on top of the mountain there, looking down at the suburbs below, and he just kept getting madder and madder as the years went by, really pissed. Said, I don't like these people at all, I'm going to do something to get them back. So what he did was he started training his dog to become an attack dog. And over the years, Harpua got meaner and meaner, really mean. And he would have it, he would set up little mummy dolls and stuff, and the dog would chew the bug dog's heart, until finally one day he decided that Harpua was an evil killing machine, and it was time to send him back down into the suburbs. So he said, go get those people that cast me out, take my revenge on the evil suburbs of New Jersey. And so Harpua started walking down the mountain, he came down and blended in, and he found himself walking along the streets of New Jersey in the little suburb, and no one really noticed him because despite his awful mean heart inside, he still just looked like a lost dog. Meanwhile, inside one of these little houses, there lived a little boy, and in this little house he lived, and he lived, and he lived, and his name was Jimmy. Now on this particular day, Jimmy was sitting in his house, and he was sitting next to his cat that he loved so much, his little cat sitting on the couch with him, and Jimmy was playing along with his stereo, and he couldn't decide what to put on that day. He had a couple of favorite albums, and he started going back through the older stuff, and he pulled out The Best of Cream, and he said, should I put that on? I don't know, and then he pulled out Stevie Wonder album, and he was torn. He couldn't decide which one to put on, so he decided to play them both simultaneously. Sitting there listening, he decides to try some funny. He puts his headphones on. And meanwhile, his cat is kind of clawing at his leg, and the cat is clawing at the leg here, and he looks down, and the cat wants to go outside, and he says, oh, you're a little cat of mine, I love you so much, and I'm going to let you go outside. And he picks the cat up and holds the cat, pets the cat, looks deeply into the cat's eyes, and says, my little cat, you know, I'm kind of a confused person. I can't figure out what thing to put on my stereo. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, but there's one thing that I know. And that's that I love you, my little kitty cat. I love you. I love you so much. God, I love you. I love you, my little pussy cat. I couldn't make it without you. You're everything to me. I love you so much. Nutbag, Jimmy's little cat, looked him swack in the eye and said, okay, I'm going to go out. Jimmy opens up the door. Cat walks out the door. Cat is wandering out the driveway. Meanwhile, unbeknownst to Cat, Harpua, the evil dog, is now rounding the corner and coming down the street. Now, Harpua has been trained to spring anytime he sees a little innocent cat, because this is exactly what Harpua's owner was hoping, to rob a boy of his one love and thereby take revenge on the town that cast him out. So Harpua walks around the corner. Suddenly, Poster Nutbag turns and sees Harpua coming towards him. The two of them look into each other's eyes with sheer hatred. Poster Nutbag coils his body into a deadly arch. Harpua lets an evil drop of saliva drop onto the ground. There's gonna be a fight. Look, the storm's gone.
Yes, Dad.
Jimmy, I have bad news.
What is it, Dad?
it's your cat Poster.
Poster, nutbag?
Your cat died! Contemplating rotation as a form of recreation.